This episode of the podcast was recorded while I was on the road, so I was not in my studio. I apologize for any audio quality deficiencies, but I think what I wanted to get across is the type of dom that I have become and that I enjoy, and I hope you enjoy it too. Welcome to the Daddy Dom Podcast. Providing Daddy Dom insights and perspectives to the DDLG and DS relationship, connection, and interactions through conversation and spicy audios. Join me as I continue this journey to be the best Daddy Dom for you. Support the continuation of this podcast by subscribing to Patreon/Daddy Dom Podcast. Where you will get access to episodes 2 weeks prior to them airing to the public, exclusive Q&As, and of course, your input on topics to explore on future episodes, as well as special bonus episodes, exclusive only to Patreon. If you love the stories that accompany this podcast, there are over 300 of them on my personal page. At patreon.com/inmyhandsaudio. All the links to where you can find me and other sites are in the bio of this episode. So reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And remember, earbuds in and stay tingly.
It took me a long time to figure out what kind of dom I was. I think like anybody coming into this space and not knowing the nuances and the diversity of a DS relationship, DDLG relationship, variations on a theme, you get the dogmatic, you know, view that social media puts out there. And it took me a long time to figure out that I wasn't what, you know, Pornhub or any of those things portrayed. You know, I wasn't mean, I wasn't powerful, you know, I wasn't, you know, the strong business guy or this, you know, dungeon master or anything like that. And it took me a long time to find my place. And what I found is that I had to incorporate all the things that I was before. And I loved pleasing people. I'm a people person. I love people. I love meeting new people. I love striking up conversation. I love feeling out who they are and what they want and kind of diving into all the little things that maybe they wouldn't tell anybody else. Secrets, you know? So through that journey, I found that I was very much a pleaser. I love to please people. And that's strange for a dom, being in service to others. But I didn't find that. You know, I found that it is more of a dom to take care of, to guide, to nurture, to teach. That's the type of dom I found that I related to most. Being that pillar, being that place where I was the answer guy. Ask me a question. If I don't know it, I'll find out for you, but I will guide you and teach you where you need to go. And so being that in my regular life, really transformed that into the type of dom that I am. And that really related to being a daddy dom. And that's me. Daddy dom. A pleasure dom. I love to give pleasure. There's nothing more satisfying than pleasing my little. Making you come. Making you smile, making you feel safe, making you feel like you're the only one that belongs to me. That's what really gives me pleasure. That is the height of it. It swells my heart. It makes me feel good on the inside. It feels like I have a purpose. And my purpose is you. Taking care of you. Making sure that you are happy. Making sure that you are healthy. And making sure that you have the most amazing orgasms I can provide for you. That's what being a pleasure dom is all about. Taking the time to set up a scene just for you, whether you like to be tied up and restrained, or just cuddled and played with and toyed. Either way, in any way, giving you the pleasure that you desire gives me pleasure. It's an odd dynamic between a daddy and his little one, because the little one wants the exact same thing. So there's a little bit of a power struggle there. I want to please you in every way I possibly can, and you want to do the same to me. So I think it's important for that give and take. Fair is fair. I'm going to make you come, and you're going to make me come. In a past episode, I talked about lust and how I just want to take you and use you and just release all my sexual tension into you. That's when I take, and that's when you give. But the opposite of that, I just get an immense amount of gratification by making you feel the best way you can possibly feel physically, emotionally, and mentally, and giving you those mind-blowing orgasms. For me, as a daddy dom, there is nothing more beautiful than watching you come by my hand, by my voice, with a toy, any way I can make you just explode. For me, that is satisfaction. That is the thing I want. That makes me feel like I own you. I own your orgasms because no one else is going to make you come and feel that way like I do. Just you and me making my little girl explode over and over again. Watching your body twist and turn. Watching your toes curl and your legs shake and your eyes roll back. Mine. It truly is for me the power of ownership. I own your orgasms and your pleasure. I love that so much. It makes me feel very dom in doing so. It's the act of watching you let go. Be free of your inhibitions. Be free of your shame. Be free of everything that has maybe, you know, tormented you or tainted you over time. If I can bring that out of you and you can just be free of all of that, and I can make you feel so amazing, that's my dominance. That's the type of daddy I am. I love to give pleasure, and I want to please you in every way. Sexually, domestically, emotionally, be your support mentally, lift you up. Those are the things that make me feel dominant, make me feel like I'm a good daddy. And today's audio to support that is that it's all for you. And that makes me feel so good. Watching and listening to you have the highest of pleasure at my hands, or lips and tongue. Enjoy. Earbuds in and stay tinkly. Hi, beautiful. What's on your mind? I know you seem fidgety, yet concerned. That worries me. Tell me, what's on your mind? Sex. Well, that's a good thing. I like sex. But I think we've had a lot of my sex recently. Is that true? It's been pretty intense, pretty hardcore, and I've taken what I wanted. Right? But you have needs and desires like I do, and I know that we share them. But it's okay. You can tell me. You can tell me what you want tonight. Tonight is all for you. I can see you fidgeting and squirming, and you just wanna fuck. But on your terms, right? It's okay, it's okay. My greatest desire is just to please you. It's all about you. Even when it's all about me, it's all about you. I just want to put you in that safe place where you can just let go and just can do all the naughty things. And sometimes it just needs to be us. Just me with you. Taking care of you, right? Come, come on. Take my hand. That's it. Let's come up the stairs. I got you. It's okay. I can feel you're a little nervous about this, but that's all right. I want you to tell me and express to me everything you desire. Tonight. Just tonight. You don't have to be a kinky little slut. You don't have to submit to me. You can just do what you want, what you feel, what is right for you, what you want right now. Because that, baby, that is important to me. The most important thing to me is making sure that you're taken care of. Making sure that you're held and safe and you can just tell me anything. Beyond that, you can tell me what not to do. Is this okay? You can say no. Is this all right? You can say yes. using your hands to guide me, to show me. Because that is so fucking hot to me. You showing me what you want tonight. Let's just slip off that like negligee and look so beautiful in. Let me just take off all these clothes. Now here we are, naked, and you can do what you want. Yeah, because doing what you want makes me so hard. See how hard my cock is for you. Knowing that I'm going to get the pleasure of my baby. Knowing that I am going to make you feel the way you want to feel. Not that we don't feel it in every other way. But tonight is for you. And then when you have your hands on my cock and balls, you look down. You know it's yours. All for you, baby. All for you. I am yours. You are mine. And together we are intertwined. What do you want? You just want me to lay you down. Nice and slow. Never losing eye contact. Just to squeeze you with the weight of my body on you. Feel my love. Because I love you. I just want to make you happy in every way. You know that. Yeah. The softness. The fullness. The togetherness. Sometimes we just need to feel each other, selves on each other. I love when you tilt your head back. I love the slow motions of your body. Underneath me. I love when you're tucking your heels behind my thighs and pull me in. The feeling of want, lust, other place I'd rather be than in your arms with you wrapped around me, making sure that you making sure that you know to know that I
am yours. And you reach down with both your hands. Cradle my balls and stroke my cock against your clit. Your eyes closed and your chin up high. It's all for you, baby. All for you. Can you feel how much I want you? Oh, the desire in my soul burns like an inferno when you touch me and you tell me and you show me what you want. How to make you feel. I want inside you so bad. This is for you, and I'll be ready when you are. Oh, I love when you play with your clit with my cock. Make yourself come with my cock on your clit. Rub it. Feel it. Stroke it. Stroke it. You are so sensual. You are so aroused. I cannot hold back from you. You are the definition of my desire. But you're only my desire when you too desire. And I feel a desire. Rub it on your clit. Make yourself come. Yeah. All for you, baby. Feel my weight on you. Oh, you grind to me. You just need to come and come so hard. And this is when you're the most beautiful to me, wrapped in rapture. You're man. Giving it all to you, just for you. Oh, grab my cock and hold my balls and slide me into you when you're ready. So I can just fill you up with all my love, all my desire, all Yeah. Now. Oh, yeah. Oh, grind into my pelvis. Grind it. Feel my cock filling you up. Rub your clit on me. You want. Yeah. Come. Come, baby girl. Come on, baby. Yeah. For you. Squeeze those legs around me. Pull me tight. Hold on to my balls so you can feel me empty inside you. Oh. Yeah. Now. All for you. All for just you. No one else. Making you happy is my greatest pleasure on earth. Beautiful. That was wonderful. Always. For more on the Daddy Dom podcast, subscribe to patreon.com/daddydompodcast and all the tingles at patreon.com/inmyhandsaudio. I'll see you next week, right here on Daddy's lap. Be a good girl.